area of a single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-20A, 15C, and 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Russell Street. The 911 address is 14388 Russell Street in Milton. The district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 14, parcel 138. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 200-square-foot variance from the maximum 1,000-square-foot allowable square footage for an accessory dwelling unit.
Good evening. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Anitra Watson, 14388 Russell Street.
Alan Juan Size, Russell Street, PO Box 81, Milton, Delaware.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Structure was built, first started being built as just a simple garage. And we actually found out about the accessory dwelling that you can have on the property. So basically built and finished off the top floor with a two-bedroom, two-bath, living room, dining room. As everybody knows, how the economy and stuff is right now, you got to look for the future for your kids, just in case when the kids need help or something like that, they can come on back home. I always look at that Sussex County way to look. You always look out for your family. So we're just asking for just a little tiny little 200 square feet.
You have your application with you? You have it? Do you have the copy of the application? There, in that application, there's some criteria variance.
Okay.
You go into some of that, but just for the record, could you read those from 1 to 5? It starts with uniqueness of property. You can just read the answers. Just
the lot is narrow.
Yes.
Yes.
And cannot otherwise be developed.
Due to the property being narrow and existing well was located in the middle of the property, the need for an accessory ADU is needed to assist with build. Septic.
Okay.
Because we have to do it.
I was.
To accommodate for that. Because that, the one that's on there is for two bedrooms.
So you have to, that was probably going to be a question. I'm glad you answered it already. You're going to have to expand.
Yeah, and it's going to be in the front, so it's going to be.
But then I think you got it on there.
Yeah, the pods, it has to be.
That's hampering you from being able to build in other areas on the property. It's part of what you're saying.
So the house won't be able to be as wide or go back as the well's behind the house. It would be behind the house as well, because the well's already there.
Number three.
We're in need of space due to the economy and family needing move in with owner.
Okay. Four.
The building of the ADU would be built to code and add character to the area and will enhance the area and the surroundings.
Last one, you're asking for 200 square feet over what we would normally have. Have you spoken to any of your neighbors about this? And if so, how do they feel about this?
Spoken to any of them about it, but no one's in opposition. There's actually like a lot of renovations going on in the area now. Like people are constructing things that's been remodeled and sold recently, like since we've been there, like since 2000. So in that time, the area is starting to.
So I actually have spoken to some of the neighbors, and everybody's pretty excited because if you're ever familiar with that Russell Street, it's a lot of like mobile homes and stuff like that in the area. So just like a two-story structure, just going up, three-car garage right now. So everybody's kind of excited what's going to be coming next. So she is true. I mean, a lot of people have been doing a lot of remodeling on their homes ever since that structure's been put back there. So it's really like that road is really like starting to come up a little bit. So that's right there. That's the structure for the front. That's the proposed structure that's going to be coming on the front. And it's going to really look nice when it's done. The neighbors on both sides are really like interested on and excited about seeing it coming up.
So the structure is currently there. It has a three-bay garage, and it has an apartment above it currently?
Pretty much, yes.
Is that where you're living?
Yes.
So you're looking to build that house in front of this?
So the house is going to come in the front of there.
Right. So then you're just looking to leave this structure here that's already built?
Exactly.
As
for something in the future, maybe, like I said, a kid always need to come home or
sure.
Even grandkids or something.
Right. So, I mean, technically, you're just asking for the 200 feet because when you build a new house, this will be out of compliance.
Yes.
Okay. You're putting the septic system in, will already meet standards and everything that you need in order to comply with this?
Yes.
Until central sewer at some point in time.
A peat moss system, I think they said. A peat moss system, septic system.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area.
Okay, all right.
When was the ADU, when was that constructed? Has that been there a long time?
No.
Okay. When was it built?
2023.
So you built that, you had the living space above the garage at that time?
Originally, no. It was okay. Just going to be storage.
Okay. When was it converted to living space? And was there another home on the property prior to that?
No, when we bought it, it was just a lot.
Okay.
Mobile home been years ago.
Yeah, been
years
ago.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, no more questions?
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. If you would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13149? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13149? Okay, if there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13149 from Ms. Anita Watson. For the requested variance pending a final written decision. Based upon record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique physical condition, it's already an accessory dwelling. The construction of the new house is a land improvement with the property already being an apartment, the exceptional practical difficulty is due to that condition. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions there, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property as it is already constructed and it's seeking 200 additional feet. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant based on the moving forward to a new building, and the variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification and regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13149 has been approved. Have a good evening.